throat.
Did you tell him about the dogs?
Talked about really fast.
Did you tell him to put up the dogs?
I don't know. Oh, no, he didn't. He never answered.
I got a pin in my pocket. Take it. Take the pin. All right, let's see. Bismillah. What's up? Uh-oh. Got the Panther? Yeah, dude, just... Yeah, make sure you're taking pictures of stuff, too.
Yeah, hold this. I'll take photos.
Yeah. Oh, you already got a contract?
I guess so.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Is that the burnout? What's up, man? Man, I don't even smoke, brother.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Hey, Pedro. What's up, man?
I'm all right. What about you guys?
I am good. So I was the one that was texting you the first day.
I'm Pedro. We're in the middle of moving. I'm in the middle of moving now, so it's a little bit messy, but this is what we got.
I got you.
Yeah, we don't, man, look, we've been doing this over a decade.
I know.
We don't care what it looks like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sorry about that.
It's good.
I buy some acres in a double trailer in Mississippi, and so we want to get stuff go away.
Oh. Is that the pit bull you were talking about? That ain't no pit bull, man.
Like this. Let me tell you about good you remember.
Yeah, tie up the pit bulls for me if you don't mind. Who are you, bro? Why you mad?
Struggles to get through grass.
Why you mad, bro?
What? It's always a small dog.
Grab the photos from the other side. Go ahead. Hey, buddy. You good?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just telling the dog, man, why you mad, man? He's
most of the time, it's pretty quiet, the neighborhood.
Yeah.
The problem
is... Burned down?
They're about to turn it down like that one right there. They already... I keep calling and calling them. I think it's going to be on the next month. Yeah, really, next month, they're going to turn it down a little bit like that right there.
The city of Memphis is turning them down?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Used to be a house like this one right there.
Okay.
That was, because it was a lot of drug activity. So I keep calling and calling. But the city did, that's what they do. They emptied them on the outside.
They started.
So nobody can sit in there. That's why they rip it off all the outside. Instead of the mulch, they just had a crew.
So nobody can squat.
Yes, They rip it off all that stuff.
Okay.
They break it in there. I was out of here for almost, it was two guys living in here.
Oh.
And two of my friends.
So you're not living here no more.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I'm staying here now. Okay. I want to fix it, most of the stuff.
Okay.
So you can look at it right now, and then after I finish, you can give it another look.
Sure.
I stay here for almost 12 years. And then me and my wife, we split apart, we separate, we divorce. And where I work most of the time is in Marshall County.
Mm-hmm.
That was close, I have some acres and the land. And I stay there, and I let two friends stay, a married couple.
Yeah.
There it is. I didn't know they were 30. I didn't know they were so...
Man.
Yeah, it was difficult to get them out.
Yeah.
I finally had to pay them to get a fucking house.
Yeah, it's your house. You got to pay them to leave, man.
Yeah, I had to rent a house for them.
Yeah, man, but I got you.
So I've been living here for the 5 days.
Okay, last 5 days you've been here?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you cannot imagine how much they want to... Oh. I don't know how they've been.
I got you, man. I got you.
We live in the house. So that's why I got a phone. Because one room, I forgot. This is your living room.
Okay. All right.
Electricity. This is the big step in there.
Mm-hmm.
That one is the washing room.
Okay.
Washer and dryer.
Okay.
This right here used to be the heaters.
Okay.
The old ones. But we just covered that up like this.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen area.
Okay.
Kitchen, dining room. This is the den.
I got you. Well, would it be a problem for you if we were to close pretty quickly on this?
No, absolutely not.
The last thing I want you to do, by the way, is more work. Like this needs a lot of work, man. It's too much work for you by yourself. You know?
Yeah. This is. I've been getting so much stress out of this place too. That right there has been fixed. It was a small leak, but it's completely dry. You can see it's been raining and stuff like that. And so it was not that one, but it's completely fixed. They leave me some rooster. It's funny.
Well, that's an actual rooster.
Some people think it's not alive, and it is.
No way.
No. Is that a real rooster?
That is a real
problem.
Like, why is he right there? Like, out of the whole house.
He fights with the mirror.
Bro, why you got a rooster in here, man?
Did they keep it here or did you bring it here?
No, they was with a couple with a.
So they just left the rooster and left?
No, because I had to basically, like come on.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great.
I have to make sure they do not come back. This one is the ball one. That's another room. This is the one that I.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And, like I said, three bedrooms. That right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hole right there.
Okay.
Is another bed.
Where'd that hole come from?
They step it on it or they break it on it.
Oh, okay,
I didn't know what to do the other day.
Man, what the hell? Were they living in the attic, bro? Like, what?
This one is in the middle of construction. That's the other bathroom.
This is the other bathroom?
Yes, the one that needs to be removed. The top and the floor, painted.
Okay.
That's what I told them.
Okay.
He's supposed to do it. He's supposed to.
Yeah. At this point, dude, I don't even know if it's worth it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, it's too much, man.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to be honest here, man. Like, it's a lot of work. Like, it's not, you know.
It's not the way you were thinking. Yeah.
Well.
I have just come back and we have all this shit.
Okay.
We got a baby right here. I can get him off.
You can leave him tied up.
Oh, you want to look at the right there?
What's up, man? I'm not trying to play with the dog.
I know.
Man, I thought that was I don't know that was a person there. Like, you stood really still.
I was like, it's like the rooster.
Yeah, like the rooster, bro. Like, I didn't know the rooster was a thing. Like,
this is the garage.
Okay.
And there's another small room. That's it.
Okay.
All the outside, all the inside. You just think about it or whatever.
No. Well, for us, if the numbers make sense, we can still make a deal. But the numbers got to make sense.
Absolutely,
Be honest. Like, what is if we were gonna take this off your hands, just as it is, where it sits today, what kind of number were you looking for?
I don't know.
Because the peak in this neighborhood, a full remodel, you get maybe $40,000 out of it.
But it's small, not as this size. Because this neighborhood, all this is extra. This neighborhood, from here, all these houses are 2 bedrooms. All this neighborhood are 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. This house is 2 bedrooms. I mean. 3 bedrooms.
We're pulling the comps in the area, and that's what we found is we got to stay under the safe number, right?
So absolutely,
once you have a certain size, it's never this is the role I have is you never want to be the biggest house in the neighborhood, right?
Okay, right.
Because after a certain price, it just falls off. You know what I'm saying?
Completely.
Like, you've got to be for a full remodel for this, I wouldn't push beyond 49,000. Like, there's just no way, you know? Uh-huh. But that's after doing a lot of work to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, mostly it's just finish the bathroom and the 2 holes, painting, refinishing the floors.
Look, I'm a numbers guy, right? So, this has nothing to do with you.
I'm not trying
to offend you by any way.
Absolutely.
Right? Just full transparency. All we do is plug numbers in a spreadsheet and it spits out what we can pay. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? We buy a lot of houses, right? Uh-huh. So, the guys that give us the money to buy the houses, they give us a certain amount per square foot.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Is the back still unlocked?
There's a lot of space back there.
Take a couple photos of the back.
Just take a quick photo of the back. It's a lot.
There's another block back there, okay?
Yeah, I got it. They never like me.
Oh, well, this one is not bad. It's just I'm afraid they find somebody not supposed to. Yeah.
Like, man, we'd need the, I'll be honest, man, we'd need this one pretty low. Like, we need it pretty low. Just, like, it's going to, we're going to gut the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Even if we don't gut it, whoever we give it to is going to gut it. You know, for us, it's if once we get into a property, for example, we went into a contract today, for example, within 3 days, we're going to know if we're going to buy it or if one of our colleagues are going to buy it. You see what I'm saying? So I always tell people, look, don't make any major decisions for the first 72 hours. We sign a contract today. And if everything works out in a couple of days, you'll know, hey, we're going to go ahead and push it to title. We'll close next week kind of thing, right? But that's going to be up to you, man. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I want a win-win situation, right?
Yes, absolutely. We all want to win-win. See, the thing is, I was going to put it to rain. You know, that was...
Yeah.
But I don't want to... I got that stuff before.
Yeah.
I have a...
Yeah, with the couple. Before,
you know. And no, this one, not that, but the other one sued me. They didn't pay me. And they sued me because they said I was racist.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they still screw me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
$12,000.
That's
because
ridiculous.
They say that I was calling niggers.
So
I
really
do it, but I really did. I was too late.
God.
And I texted to them.
Oh my God.
Now they can tell me quit back and it's no problem. I cannot tell them niggers because that's a big problem. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
No, I know. Now it's too late. Too fucking late. And I want to deal with this couple. Really nice at the entrance.
Yeah.
Here 700, blah, 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 blah.
But they're dirty the house. As hell.
They destroyed it.
They ruined the house. They ruined
the
house.
I'm like, why want to fucking kill me? That's why I want it. Like, not an emergency, but I don't want to put it to rent. I want to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And not for very low, but not for extremely. I know that if I work on construction, I work for easy contractors.
Yeah.
I work for them. And we do insurance claims. Mm-hmm. A lot of the small stuff like holes and then whatever they got fired.
Sure.
I check all the stuff.
Sure.
I do electricity, all the stuff. But right now... No, it's a window.
No, these houses are too old, too.
Yes, there's the heaters, like this one right here.
Yeah.
Any leaks in the roof or anything?
No.
Plumbing, everything okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. You can check the water. Heaters works. All the gas works. I already checked every single one. This one, I haven't started it. Let me see. Maybe. How about this one? I'm with new for them. I'm going to sell it with the appliances. I don't need any of the appliances. I pay almost $1,000 for this one.
Okay.
More than 1,000, not too long ago.
Okay.
It works. They left all the fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
All the trash, you see the bags?
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
They were for years, from the inside
that
of the
from
house.
From the inside?
That was, he's all clothing. The smell.
Oh my God.
You really want to go through, I'm sure you don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, so what is it that you're looking for? Like in terms, like if we're going to pay you all cash as you walk away from it, what are you looking for?
40.
Man, like that's 40 if it's done. Like if it's like I'll straight
that's
up with you, man.
Well,
like
if it's
okay,
like
you want my number? You want my number?
10.
What? I'm at 10.
No.
I'm at 10. Like I'm straight up with you. I am at 10. You know why I'm at 10,000? Because there's three sales nearby. One's at 18, one's at 15, and one's at 22.
But they're not remodeled, and they need a lot of work. And
this isn't remodeled either. This one's not remodeled either. This one needs a ton of work.
No, I can get this house done by myself. We check the holes in one day, and then blow the ceiling. I do it in one day. Refinishing the first, it would take me 2 days to have sanded it all, then restain it, and then reseal it. It would take me 3 days, and painting it all, probably 1 week. If me and a helper, because I have a helper, but I have to empty them out. With all this shit out of my shit. And wood, when I'm going to
the big
the
problem
floor,
too,
to cover
is
everything.
You've got, until the city tears that down, that hurts you a lot. And then you've got three houses down, you got something boarded up too. So for us, when any of our guys do a drive-by and they look at us like, man, how much did you pay for this? It's not just about your house,
no,
it's about, you know, it's about where
that's
it is,
trooper,
right?
He's right there, on that house right there, he's a state trooper.
Yeah.
There's a on the gray and red. That's his son. He's an officer. He parks.
No. There's a reason we like 308122,
yes,
right?
But this one is about to pull it out. That's probably
the thing is. It's not just about making it move and ready. It's the complete remodel.
Real complete. Yeah. To make sure, and they make
and the time
all the cold.
Takes. Yeah.
And
time it takes. Like it's going to be a good 4 to 5 months before we get cash out of this.
Yes.
You know, like it's going to take a while. So we have to take all that in consideration, including the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like the neighbors hurt you. You know, it's a good thing the city's taking that down. But at the same time, until that's done, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So, I mean, look.
So you're probably about 10. That's the top price.
Man, we're at 10. You know, we're at 10. It's like, for me, that's like, I'll be honest, even at that, like, I got to, you still got to give me a couple days. Like, we'll sign.
No, I'm not going to let it go by then. I'll be honest. Uh-huh. Yeah,
no,
I cannot let this house.
This is what we're going to do, though.
Because, you know, about 12 years ago, I paid 12, and it was 20 times worse than this, and the economy was way, way, way worse than
what. Well, you know the problem now you have is the economy is, mm-hmm. is shaky
that's,
as hell.
That's what it is. That's so what I'm trying to tell
you. In December, I might have paid you 20.
Yeah, I know.
We gotta be careful. You know, right now we don't know. Like, you got the banks are freaking out, man.
Absolutely.
Like, we had a couple of clients call say, man, the bank called our loan.
Loan, yes. Yeah, they called. I have a cousin in California. He was ready to move in, and they closed him out because the economy is completely shaking. I understand that.
So you understand where we're coming from?
Absolutely. Yeah, I work on this business too. I mean, not selling and buying, but I do a lot of that stuff on the remodel. The people who wants to buy and who wants to sell it, stuff like this. And but yeah, no. Probably my lowest like it is, my lowest like it is gonna be 35. No less than. Not gonna do a lot of work stuff like this. You can always call
this
me.
This is what we'll do then. Like, we'll follow up with you. Absolutely. You know, see how things are going. Yes. You know, we're both businessmen.
It's
I understand the negotiation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I was expecting the couple to have a nice, like, would I give it to them?
Man, they ruined it. They really did. They ruined the property, man. You know, but.
I'm here and you can't. I almost fight with the motherfucker.
Okay.
Thank you.
At least you got them out. Now you can clean up.
I had to buy a fucking rent for them.
Look, in a couple of days, we'll follow up. You see how things
you
are going.
You will see how I already start cleaning. I got this guy helping me too. Yeah. Getting all this shit out, and we're going to get all this stuff out, and then we're going to start, especially covering the holes, make sure that all the insulation is right.
Yeah.
There's no leaks. There's no leaks on the house complete at all for years. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But they only been living here for like, probably 4 months since me and my wife we split apart. She go on her own, I go to my land, and then the house I don't want to be empty because there's sometimes people moving in the street, you know, homeless. Mm-hmm. The disturbance of they was asking me, well, I pay you, and they didn't pay me shit. Destroy the fucking house. It was beautiful. It was.
This
ago.
This area is great for cash flow.
I know.
Yeah, that's why we look here. It's great for cash flow, you know.
And but that one right there across the street, that one right there. I've been looking online, you know, on the prices and stuff like this, and I think it wants 32, 28, 46, and stuff like that. But they're all, well, you can bring more people in and you can get, when they're bigger, it's good for rent, you know? You can bring, the rent is get higher. That's what my price is a little higher.
Our problem is
it's
the rehab.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's
but,
a lot of work, man.
You know, with the right people, you can get it done. This house, well, you have to have Mexicans. With the right Mexicans, I bring a crew of my people. We get this house done inside only, completely remote. Within 1 week, 3 guys for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we enter them out, it's a lot easier. And then refinishing the floors, it's a lot easier because we don't have to cover shit. All the paint, when we sand it, then we just restain and seal it. And on the outside, I have one window that I'm gonna change, which is this one and two back there. And so, then I will let you know.
So you told us what you want, right? But what do you need out of this property? What do you need? Like, obviously, there might be another motivation. Look, we all have lives. We all have things that need to get done, right?
I want to get rid of them. I don't want to deal with them. Mm-hmm. There was a guy, to be honest, and you can call him. There was a guy, he already offered me 28.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it is, he want me to paint it. Mm-hmm. If you painted it, fix the shit.
I'd take the 28 and run. Like, I'm telling you straight up. Like, as an investor, I would take the 28,000 and I would
like
run.
It is right now?
Yes. If somebody offered you 28 for this, I would take it.
He's the guy across the street. He's a Mexican guy. He owns like 14 houses. He just started. And he say, well, you fix this, and this. I give you 28 cash. Mm-hmm. So that's a good, that's deal.
If I mean, it depends on how much you're fixing.
Oh, I'm just going to fix the shit rock and paint the outside and the inside. It would take me, not going to let the guy do it over there.
If he's willing to take it like that, just paint and sheetrock, that 28 seems like
it's basically that's what this house exactly needs. It's livable. I mean, there's no problem. It's just the holes.
Like, the best I could see myself doing on this, man, is like maybe 13. Maybe, and that's, I would still have to tell you, like, you're gonna have to, like, we would still have to have in the agreement saying that we've got a couple of days to make sure the numbers are right.
Yeah. I understand 100% exactly like it is, but you had to make money. That's your business, you know? And
at the same time, like, look, we're not in the business of busting heads either. We want you to be happy too. Like, we prefer it to be a win-win because I don't know who you know. Like, you may get us 5 other deals, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I'd rather create a relationship with you and try to give you a little more. You know, because you know,
and later, if you need some kind of work, you can watch my. I do a lot of work on the real expensive neighborhoods, but I do a lot of work. Well, not a lot of, like, you know, poor neighborhoods do not call the insurance because of that. But I'm also my work guy, we're Lakeland, Easley Contractor. I don't know if you ever hear about it. We do 90% of our work, that's insurance.
Yeah.
Small stuff, but good pay. Because insurance never cry, they always give you the check. Give you the check.
Yeah, man, we'll follow up with you in a few days.
We follow up, and if we don't agree with this, you have any words, you let me know. And
and if you need anything else, man, like if somebody else brings you in, like I've been an agent here for over 10 years. You know, I've been licensed for over 10 years over here. So if anybody else brings you an offer, you want us to take a,
I will call this guy, and then, because he was offering me 21, and then I wasn't come down for 39, and we go back and forward, back and forward, back and forward. And like he said, he wanted rented it for a big family that he knows, and he was gonna put it on $850 a month. And he probably get it, he maybe get it, because you and the line and the title say 4-bedroom, 2-bath. You look it online, it's like 4-bedroom, but now it's like a den, it's not a it's not a bedroom over there. So it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And he said that he was wanting it like this. And then but I don't know right now. Well, my wife won't have and all that.
He's probably the best offer that you'll
get. That I'm going to get about 20.
Only because it sounds like he knows people that want
it. It might be a different situation for him. That's like, we don't have somebody lined up for this. You see what I'm saying? It's different. Especially if you know somebody that will pay more.
And he likes the houses.
If he knows somebody that will pay that much, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This house, he just remodeled it on the outside only. And he charged to the people over there $675, and that's only 2-bedroom, and they pay that. Most of houses are over $600 on this break, on this area, on this.
Well, look, regardless, I still hope we work together on this. Okay, so we'll follow up in a couple of days. We'll take a look at the numbers again. We'll come back to you. We'll see if there's any changes on your end or ours, and we'll see if we can make a deal.
That'll be awesome. Thank you so much for taking time for coming in. Okay,
we'll get it.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the day,
Jerry. All right, man. You take care.
You too. Bye bye.